Until the recent monkeypox outbreak, most of us didn't know that prairie dogs could be pets. In fact, prairie dogs are a fast-growing part of the exotic pet business, with some 15,000 sold each year. Federal authorities recently halted their sale in the U.S. while they evaluate their role in the spreading of the monkeypox virus. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, the country's largest prairie dog rancher is confident his industry will bounce back.
J.W. Vanderpool calls himself the Prairie Dog King. A diamondback rattlesnake skin decorates his cowboy hat, a memento from one of his prairie dog catching trips in Texas. He's 61 years old, has a permanent smile, and the weathered appearance of someone who spends a lot of time outdoors. His ranch near the town of Meade in southwest Kansas covers 840 acres, but instead of cattle, he raises buffalo, elk, ibexes, and prairie dogs. Lots of prairie dogs. Everywhere you look, they're scurrying from hole to hole, standing on their hind legs and chattering. Vanderpool has 400 acres of prairie dogs, about one quarter of them living on a lush field of alfalfa that he irrigates through the dry summer months.
They don't ever go hungry. Now, out here on the prairie, well, whenever it gets real hot and dry, well, they get pretty hungry. But under that sprinkler, they don't get hungry, and that sprinkler is just 90 acres covered with prairie dogs now.
Prairie dogs, of course, are not dogs, but rodents. They're about a foot tall when standing on their hind legs, and they're voracious diggers, creating huge towns of what can include thousands of mounds and underground tunnels. Ranchers consider them a pest. Vanderpool began trapping prairie dogs to sell as pets about 10 years ago. He says if you want to sell them as pets, it's best to catch them as pups. Each can bring up to $35 on the wholesale market. Most people trap them by hand, sometimes using water to flush the pups out of the hole. But Vanderpool had a different idea. He converted his tractor's grain vacuum attachment to handle prairie dogs. It's his invention, and he's proud of it.
This hose and that deal there with that foam cushion, that's what sets down on the hole and seals the hole. I set it down on the hole, kick the machine in for about 15 seconds. In there they go, and then I just open this door. And they're sitting right there in the bottom there. Slicker than a button.
Animal rights activists and some of his competitors don't like his vacuum. Vanderpool says by using it, he can capture 20 pups for every one that's captured by hand. He insists it's humane, that he rarely has a death or an injury. This year, he sold 2,500 prairie dogs before the monkeypox outbreak shut down the industry. A few years ago, he sold 9,000, but that was back when the Japanese market was still open. Last year, an outbreak of a disease called tularemia led Japan to ban importation of prairie dogs. Vanderpool says while the foreign market has dropped off, interest in prairie dogs as pets in this country is growing.
And as soon as we get over this monkeypox scare, you know, the prairie dog will be more famous than ever because almost everyone knows that he didn't get it. I don't raise monkeys. Yeah, or Gambian rats.
Vanderpool supplied prairie dogs to the exotic pet distributor where the monkeypox outbreak apparently got started. Health officials believe prairie dogs there caught monkeypox from another exotic pet, Gambian rats. Federal and state health officials recently visited Vanderpool's ranch and found no trace of monkeypox among his animals, and he's hopeful the ban on prairie dogs will soon be lifted. Getting into his battered pickup, Vanderpool drives slowly to avoid hitting the prairie dogs that are darting across the road. Most are the standard tan color, but he's also bred prairie dogs with more exotic colors, including albinos.
There's an albino right here in the road. Can you see him?
Oh, yeah. There he is. Look at that.
Yeah. Now, those are rare as hen's teeth now. They are rare. Well, that would be worth $1,000. I mean, there's probably about 25 of them in the world, and I've got 20 of them right here on this place.
Vanderpool's ambition now is to create a black prairie dog. He's experimenting with a large outdoor enclosure where he hopes to breed them in captivity. Federal health officials can't say when or if the ban on prairie dog sales will be lifted. If it's not, J.W. Vanderpool will find himself with several thousand new pets. Greg Allen, NPR News.